Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I went home with a guy from a party and I gave him a blowjob. Before I knew it, he came in my face. Now my eye is swollen and oozing a little bit of yellow stuff. Is it possible that I have an STD in my eye?
It is absolutely possible for a man's semen to transmit an infection to his partner's eye if he ejaculates on her face and some of the semen gets into her eye. Sometimes people's eyes just become slightly irritated or red and itchy from coming into contact with semen. However, symptoms from irritation usually only last for a matter of hours or perhaps a day on the long end. A variety of infections can be passed from semen to the eye, including chlamydia, pubic lice, gonorrhea, and HIV. We are not medical doctors and cannot diagnose you. However, we would recommend that you check in with a healthcare provider as soon as you can so that if you do have an infection, it doesn't get worse and you can get treated. There is no reason to be embarrassed about this happening. Doctors see patients for sex-related concerns very often. When men masturbate, they sometimes accidentally squirt semen into their eye. And men and women who have male sex partners have often been in this situation too. So it's an issue that many people can sympathize or even empathize with. Because eyes are so sensitive, though, you will want to make an appointment with a healthcare provider sooner rather than later and be honest with them about what happened so that they know that there's a risk of a sexually transmissible infection, or STI, affecting your eyesight.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.